More than 100 First Nations and local governments, including Kathet Regional District (QRD), will benefit from provincial funding to support and enhance the work of local emergency operations centers (EOC). We know significant costs are associated with emergency planning, mitigation, response and recovery for communities, including at local emergency operations centers, stated Bowen Ma, Provincial Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, in a May 24 media release. Emergency operations centers are the hub of response and recovery during an emergency, staffed by our hardworking partners in local governments and First Nations. Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Nicholas Simons, in a separate media release, stated that emergency response and recovery efforts will be strengthened with funding for local emergency operations centers in Kathet Regional District. The Sunshine Coast is somewhat geographically isolated, which is why it's important that people have the supplies and information they need to prepare for extreme weather events, stated Simons. Our government takes emergency preparedness seriously so that our communities will have what they need to manage future emergency events together. Nearly $3 million through the Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, CEPF, will go to local governments and First Nations throughout BC, and will assist in purchasing and installing equipment and supplies to maintain or improve emergency operation centers as well as training and exercises to increase capacity. Approved funding for QRD totals $30,000, for regional EOC training. Emergency operation centers are an essential part of emergency response, where representatives come together to coordinate actions and resources, and support people responding on the ground, according to the provincial release. These projects made possible through our Community Emergency Preparedness Fund will help better protect and keep people safe in the event of an emergency, stated Ma.